You get to the end of the story. You have a drastic lesson. He was marvelously helped until he was strong. And then when he thought he didn't need to be as strict anymore, he wasn't as strict. Didn't need to pray. He had made it. Didn't need to pray the way he used to pray. I think Uzziah had lost out in prayer before he ever invaded the priest's office. If I'm any judge of human nature, Uzziah entered into the priest's office trying to do something physically to make up for a lack that he already felt spiritually. He had already lost out with God in the place of prayer. His heart had already been lifted up. He didn't need to pray the way he used to pray. He had money enough. He had armies enough. He had leaders enough. He was successful in every hand. Why did he need to be in his face crying? He would be like a man who had all the grain in the world, all the bread, all the fruit, all the meat, and he's on his face and he's crying, "Give us today our daily bread." Didn't make sense to his proud heart. But you know, you've got all the beef and all the bread and all the grain, you still need to pray for your daily bread. You still need to pray for it. What a lesson for us. Never forget the source of your strength. Never forget it. Never stray from being absolutely sold out to seeking God's face. For I want to tell you, you're not one bit better or stronger than Uzziah, and neither am I. And I want to tell you, it's as absolutely certain as that the sun will rise tomorrow morning. If you fail to seek God, you will fall as far and as drastically as ever Uzziah fell. Never let us stray from our fidelity to Christ.